T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
This is going to be one of those moments where Amber pretends to be virtuous and you and I just have to take the hit.
Okay.
We want to talk about work stealers.
Oh, you've never... Okay.
Lies.
I really can't think of anything.
Ever. Nothing.
I don't know. Maybe a pen or something. What do you want from me?
Here's the deal, Amber. When you come in here every day and yawn your way through half the show, you're stealing work time. It's the same as stealing money.
You yawn just as much as I do.
I only yawn because you start yawning. No, I come in here fresh as a daisy.
Today.
This is true.
What the hell is going on with you guys? We have to work 4 freaking hours a day.
Well,
you get to stand. We have to sit.
You can stand.
I can't see you if I stand.
You're shorter than that?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I swear.
Are you really? Get down. Amber, where'd you go? You're the same height. You could stand, lazy. So there's this librarian who just got busted from the Carnegie Library in Pittsburgh. $8 million worth of work stealing.
This guy is brilliant. He did it over how many years? I forget. But
there's $8 million worth of total books in a library?
Oh, yeah.
How? Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you're the nerd guy. Oh, my God.
As first editions, the old books, old tomes.
He did it again.
I'm sorry. For you layman, that's book. Thick book. Long book. Yeah.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew he was going to do it.
Is a dude, he was fencing them. Steve loves that term.
He found a
through
fence.
Somebody else. And he had, they were rare books.
Yeah.
It doesn't say what they are, though, right? He was busted in 2017 when the library finally did an audit, and they found there was 300 items missing, such as Isaac Newton's Philosophiae Naturalis, Principia Mathematica.
Latin. That one.
That bad boy was worth $900,000.
Yes.
Whoa.
One book.
Huge.
But who's buying it?
That's, you know, other collectors.
Tome nerds?
Tome nerds.
Yeah, yeah. Steve.
Okay. I'm in a motorcycle gang called Tome Nerds.
Tome Nerds.
For real. Somebody, there's a market out
collectors.
There for black market books.
Oh, yes. Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. All in all, he got $8,066,000. $300.
Whoa.
Over a long period.
And pretty much all the books have not been recovered. So they're out there in the universe.
Private
right
collections.
Now.
You're never going to get those
back. You're not, and it's like,
no.
So we're going to admit, including Amber, other than her yawning, what we've stolen. But if you want to admit, and we will VD the crap out
voice
of you.
Voice disguise.
If you want to admit that you've stolen something kind of epic from work, we'd love to talk to you. Amber is starting to smoke. She's over here with her eyes rolling back in her hands like, I don't have anything.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything.
Let me ask you this. Because Steve thinks I'm stealing. If you have the right answer on this, then you won't have to tell a story. Ready?
Okay.
I occasionally grab a ream of paper from here.
Occasionally.
And why already
Wait,
your
go
face?
Ahead. This All right, is continue.
Okay. I take a ream of paper home with me to print things at home.
You print a lot of work things at home.
I do. So
I mean, technically, you could have expensed it, but...
Am I stealing?
I don't think you're stealing. Well, it's borderline. It's a little fuzzy because I'm sure you print some other stuff on there.
I print scripts for Steve and I exclusively. You do believe I'm stealing, Steve?
Technically, you are stealing, yes. Even though when you take the paper home, you're using it for work. You didn't pay for the paper. You didn't get permission to take the paper from the workplace.
Let me tell you this.
Okay.
I'm actually saving the company money.
How so?
Because I'm using my printer ink instead of theirs. Boo! I'm not only not stealing, I'm saving the company money. I get a bonus.
You're saving the company money, but technically with the paper, you're still stealing. The one doesn't make a right. Was
no,
it two?
Because I'd be using that paper here and using their ink. Instead, I'm bringing the paper home and only stealing the Only using my ink, not stealing anything. There.
Your rationalization is top shelf, I'll give you that. But technically
it's still
stealing. Yeah.
The problem is I've got drawings all over my office that my daughter has done.
From the paper, we'll need that paper back.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it back in. We'll print other stuff on it. There was somebody else who was talking about they worked in a retail store. Now, I've worked retail, and it's pretty easy to steal retail.
Easy?
Well, when you're back in the day, like Amber, you worked retail, right?
I did, yeah.
This started right after I got out of retail, but we used to have our garbage bags were like regular Glad hefty bags. So they were black. So you would just grab all the CDs you needed and throw them in there. Now,
we had to check out. We had a room. We had to have clear bags.
Yep.
With all of our stuff that we brought on. If we brought a bag on the floor with chapstick or mints or whatever, it had to be clear.
Huh.
And then loss prevention had to check you out and look in your purse. Before
you left every night.
Every night. Day.
Yep.
Dang.
Oh my God. When I worked at the CD store, we would walk out with the trash from the day, and it's some days the bag was just overloaded with box sets of whatever artists, because there was no.
Wow.
It was Deb or no, it was Claire's Boutique was the first company that in the mall that flipped to clear garbage bags, and then we all had to flip.
Oh, dang. Damn, Claire's.
They caught us.
Claire's, I'm sure they were just
nothing in there.
So much.
It's worth 12 cents.
Yeah,
but
still it adds up.
So I've told this before, but I know somebody who stole an entire Jeep.
What?
But they did it. They worked for the military, and they stole the Jeep one part at a time.
Piecemealed it, and they would send it back home, wouldn't
yes.
they?
Yes. They would
piece
be like, they'd get, and they were the Willys Jeeps way back in the day, and it was we need a new drive shaft. Ship it back to Colorado.
No.
And when they got back home, they built an army Jeep.
Gotta respect
that. That is probably the biggest work stealing story.
Shoplifted a Jeep.
And then I think when he got home, he had to buy tires because that was the only thing. It's kind of hard.
That'd be hard to say otherwise.
Wow.
Yeah, everything else was shipped here and he put it back to
Gotta respect that.
All right, so if you are one of those people, unlike Amber, who is perfect and never
definitely
stole.
Wait, no.
Real quick, laundry list. What all have you stolen, Steve?
Oh, everything. But my popular thing was the flavoring to the meat and the flavoring to the potato olays and enchiladas and.
Taco John's
yes.
Magic Dust.
When I worked there, I would steal the seasonings and then give it out to my friends.
In a 50-pound bag.
I just don't feel good about that. I don't think I could do it.
It's so easy. Once you start, it's so good.
I said I stole a chapstick when I was really young and my mom caught me and I really was just okay, I'm over stealing.
And now you have a soul? All right, well, if you're a stealer, we want to hear your story. Gabrielle?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Yay.
What'd you steal?
So I work at a certain grocery store that has goodies and snacks and Gatorades as you walk in and out of the entrance. And every day on my way home, I have a box of Goldfish and a Gatorade on my walk home.
You just yoink.
When you work at a grocery store, a lot of things fall into your. Did your store
on the way out?
Did your store have the policy that if it was open, you had to get rid of it?
You had to throw it away.
Well, we didn't throw it away. We just put it in the break room. So I just walk along with my little knife and open M&M's and open Entenmann's and open
and then all became free break room.
Yeah, you just put it in the break room and everybody's like, whoa, you found an open whatever. It's like, I did. That's a good one, though. That's grocery. Yeah. And they don't watch the employees when they walk out.
Get out.
No, yeah. I walked out with a lot of stuff. Huh. I mean, potentially, because that store's still there. Sam?
Yay.
Work stealers, what'd you steal?
So I used to work at a clothing store and it was my job to put the sensors and stuff on. I worked in the back and over a span of a couple months, I probably ended up with about 45 pairs of underwear, 10 bras and $180 down goose coat.
Do you think that they noticed that they made you the new security officer that suddenly all this stuff
is lost? Their shrinkage is through the roof. Let's look at the stats. Pre-Sam, post-Sam.
Wow.
You never got busted.
I never got busted. I don't work there anymore, so I got away with it.
Good for you. What was the name of the store?
Thank you for the call, Sam. I thought it was going to be the major laundry store, but
right,
then the coat.
That's what I was thinking.
But then the coat. They don't sell coats, do they? She said she got out there with a coat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it's not. Huh. Yeah.
I don't think Pink or the other one.
Right.
Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, guys?
What's up with you? What'd you steal?
Oh, man. I stole maybe over $6,000 worth of wine from a job I had where I was running a wine shop in a fancy restaurant.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Are you serious?
So we would get, you know, we get maybe 6 bottles of some wine in, and I would just take one home with me.
We're going to be your friends.
Yes, yes. We're on our way over. Do you still have any of the expensive wine?
No. I drank it all. And actually, my ex-girlfriend used to use all that wine that I took. She would always use it against me to, you know, she was upset. She'd be like, I'm going to go break all your bottles.
Oh.
Go for it. Yeah, go for it. They're stolen. I'm cool with it. Thanks for the call, man. Stephanie.
Yay.
You are disguised. What'd you steal from work?
When I was younger, I worked at a fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a whole box of the kids' meal toys.
Nice.
And they were disc shooters. So the next day I distributed them to my high school. And the principal wanted to know who, you know, gave everybody these disc shooters. They were awesome. It was awesome.
Because I remember as a child going to that fast food restaurant and they're like, we're sorry, we're out of toys.
Huh.
Interesting.
And it's because of worst. Because I remember being the saddest because it was when like Scooby-Doo or something was in there and I wanted my Scooby-Doo doll and I didn't get one. And because it was like a Scooby-Doo disc shooter thing. And, and Stephanie had stolen
them. They're all at Steph's house.
Stephanie's. It wasn't it. But that makes me kind of angry because my kids have been deprived of toys as well.
Okay.
All right. Chris.
Yay.
You're not disguised, which is steal from work.
Actually, when I was younger, I worked at a mall, and right around Christmas time, I decided instead of paying for everything, it'd be much simpler to steal everything from all the stores at lunchtime.
That's the Christmas spirit right there.
Yep.
You're full of it. What? I mean, you got a lot of stuff, enough for your whole family?
No, I'm one of 8 in the family, so yeah, I got a couple of things for everyone.
Dang, because that's not cheap. But
were you security?
No, I just worked there. Huh. So at lunch, I mean, I was a sneaky person, I guess. But
I'm surprised you're not getting accolades from Steve right now, because normally Steve's like,
well, that
2 people for everybody in your family.
Yes,
that's nice. Thanks for the call, man, Jess.
Yay.
Work stealers.
So I actually stole 4 work. I worked I was in the Marine Corps, and I was in charge of all the finances for the ammunition supply point. And so I had to go buy all of our supplies. And at the end, I'd like reconcile and see what I spent compared to what I thought. And I was $2,000 less than what I thought, but I had all my items. And I had stolen a shredder, not on purpose. They just loaded it up on my truck. So we got a free shredder. So I saved tax dollars, too.
You did, Jess. You saved all of it. We all benefited.
Thank you, Jess, for your service and your stealing of shredders. This is one of the more awkward things I've ever had to say. Jesse.
Yay.
Work stealers.
But pretty much the whole time I worked at this little cafe when I was in college, I would stock up on little things for my house, like coffee and toilet paper and stuff. So the whole like 3.5 to 4 years that I worked there, I never paid for toilet paper, coffee, Cholula, bread.
You're stealing from like old people, though. You're stealing from retired people.
They were so rich.
Oh,
well, there, that makes it right.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.